And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Maria Lockwood is a well-known name to anyone who's paid attention to anything happening in Superior. That goes back to 1999, when she first started as a reporter for the Superior Telegram. And for more than a quarter century, she's filed reports everywhere, ranging from school board meetings to construction sites to maybe even your living room, until leaving the paper last month. But she's hardly run out of stories to tell, except now they're more likely to be those written by others for sale at her own enterprise, Foxes and Fireflies Booksellers in Superior. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Maria.
Good morning, Robin. Thanks for having me on.
I said you're a familiar name to anyone who's been in the area for more than a minute, but I should also note your voice has to be familiar for listeners of our broadcast over the years, where you've come on to tell us what the heck is happening many times. And I'm not done yet. You've also appeared on The Great White Way of Superior in plays by Time Arc Theater, and you were blessed with a few kids, if I can count to seven. Are you sure there's just one Maria Lockwood, or do you have a clone out there doubling for you?
As far as I know, I'm the only one.
All right. Well, tell us about the bookstore. You started in August 2024 when you and your husband were both still working full-time, and for a while you were the only bookstore in Superior, correct?
It was the only one in Superior. We have a second one that just moved in, Crow & Co. To Go. They're in the old City Hall building where Red Mug used to be. Mm-hmm. They opened up a few months ago. But we were the first bookstore to open up here in Superior after J.W. Beecroft closed in 2007. So it was about 17 years that Superior did not have an independent bookstore of its own. And I'm a huge book fan. I read voraciously. And I just missed having a bookstore so much that eventually I decided to open one.
Well, I was going to ask, how and why did you start it? And again, while you were, you know, a full-time reporter.
Actually, being a reporter is what led me to being a business owner, because I was writing a story about a new venture home program that the Development Association was bringing in, a business incubator sort of to help starter businesses. And I didn't understand it. So I filled out the application for it to understand it more. And as part of filling out the application, I said, we should have a bookstore in Superior. And then I also put in there, I know you're not going to pick me. I don't have a business plan. I just am doing this for work. And Jim Caesar called me the next day and said, hey, we've chosen you as one of our businesses for this program.
Well, as reporters, we're not supposed to be reporting on ourselves. But in your case, I guess the story came to you when he decided that you had a viable idea.
Well, at that point, I had to decide, am I really going to do this or not? And I talked to my husband and he said, sure, let's give it a try.
How many books did you need to kick it off?
We didn't start with a whole lot of books. We had, oh my goodness, probably 5,000 or so. That's just a guess. I don't know. I had boxes and boxes and boxes piled up. We had used books. We had new books. And we opened it up and said, here, people, this is what we currently have. Tell us what you want, and we'll add that to the collection.
So where did those 5,000 books come from?
We had a lot of used books from ourselves and family members, but we also bought a lot of them through a publishing warehouse called Ingram. We tried to get a little bit of something for everyone. Myself and my family, we tend to like to read fantasy and science fiction, so we're a little heavy on that. And luckily, at the time I was opening the bookstore, the New York Times came out with its 100 best books of the 21st century. And I said, hey, let's get all of those books because I know they're really good. And then, like I said, I opened with a smaller amount of books, but with room to grow. And the community would come in and people would special order a book and I'd get a second copy to put on the shelf, because what one person wants, usually someone else wants too.
And I assume there's a local section with author readings and events?
Yes. Just about every Saturday, we've got an author here either signing books or doing a reading or doing a workshop. We have a silent book club every Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 7. Just bring whatever book you're reading. We all sit around together and read. We also have the author events sometimes during the week. And on Sundays, we do book bedazzling.
And that is?
That is basically diamond painting the front cover of a book with little gems. And we've got all of the supplies, and it got so popular that we had to open up two sessions of it every Sunday. It's a free activity for just members of the community who love to do art to come in and hang out together.
All right. Let's go back to the local authors. There's got to be some names of people that we've had on the radio that you and I have talked about otherwise.
Oh, stories. Sure. Yeah. Yes. Local authors and trying to get a lot of diverse voices are our two main goals. I have Dennis Anderson's book. I have Sam Cooke books. I have books from one of my reporters, Jay Gabler. We've got William Kent Kruger here, although he's not really local. We have Tony Bukowski books. I could go over to the table and just start rattling off names if you want.
Any particular events happening in the next few weeks?
Well, we've got a poet workshop coming up on June 20th. We're going to have a back-to-back workshops for authors, because that's another thing we like to do is encourage authors and give them resources. So we're going to have two poets coming the day before Father's Day to read poems about their own fathers and give people some insight into how to start telling their own family stories. If someone is interested in telling their dad's story, these gals will have a way for interested authors to start. And then following that, we're going to have Luke Moravec, who's another radio personality in the area and also an author, and he's going to be offering a workshop and reading for younger authors to encourage teen authors to read and write.
You are located on Tower Avenue in the old post office building?
Yep, 1401 Tower Avenue. It's the old post office.
And the name, Foxes and Fireflies. It sounds whimsical, but it's not just children's books. Tell us about this.
Well, I love foxes, and they're a creature that we see up here in the Northwoods a lot. In fact, there's a whole family of them living in Billings Park right now, I'm sure. They're also very curious and intelligent creatures in fables and stories. They would be readers if they could. I chose Fireflies because when I find a book that I love, it has the same feeling for me as a dark summer night when you look out and you see that first firefly, just that pop of light, that burst of joy is what I want to bring to people through these books.
We've been speaking with Maria Lockwood, a longtime reporter for the Superior Telegram, who recently left the paper. Maria is the owner of Foxes and Fireflies Booksellers in Superior. Thank you for joining us, Maria.
Thanks so much, Robin.
And if you have an idea that you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.